弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
感谢主的恩典，我们可以在安息日聚集在教会来敬拜神。
Thanks to the grace of the Lord, we can gather here on Sabbath to worship Him。
愿主的恩典他的平安常跟我们大家同在。
May His blessing and mercy be with us。
小弟现在奉主的圣名一起来分享妥协与失败这个主题。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to share the topic of compromise and failure。
我们从昨天开始教会的读经在读士师记。
Starting yesterday, our Bible study reading is Judges.
那这是我们读完了约书亚记之后，接下来圣经的一卷书叫士师，就是审判官的意思。
And Judges comes after the book of Joseph.
Joshua.
And this is it's record the judges of Israel.
那所以这本士师记的历史呢被称作以色列选民他们的黑暗时代。
And Judges was referred to the dark time for the Israelites.
因为以色列百姓在约书亚以及当世代的长老过世之后，他们进入了一段时期。个人任意而行，他们把神的约都忘记了。
Because after Joshua and the elders passed away, Israel entered into a dark age where everyone did according to what they want.
那在这一段历史里面，我们看到许多非常罪恶的生活，但是同时也看到神许多奇妙的作为。
While we've seen them live a life of sinful life, at the same time we've seen many grace of the Lord.
那从士师记我们会印证一个道理，就是神是信实的，他永远没有背弃他所应许过的。
And from the book of Judges, we can see that God is faithful; He will never abandon His promises.
那我们也会看到神他是慈爱怜悯的，当人愿意跟他呼求的时候，他总是会伸出他的手来帮助。
And we also see that God is love and merciful; when people call out to Him for help, He will always help.
但是我们也看到人是健忘的。
But we also see that man is forgetful.
人时常不懂得感谢。
And that man is does not give thanksgiving to the Lord.
那人常常也很容易就妥协，没办法坚持自己跟神所立的约。
And we also see that man often make compromises that cannot keep the covenant they made with God.
所以我们会看到人在这个失败当中受苦。
So we see that men suffer in their failures.
所以从士师记里面我们要学到许多的教训，在信仰生活当中来应用的。
So we can learn many teachings from the book of Judges that we can apply to our life.
我们今天聚会其实目的就是要借着圣经的话语来得到我们属灵的粮食，在奔跑天国路上我们不会失败。
We come to gather here to have service so we can receive spiritual food from the Bible to nourish ourselves on this journey to heavenly kingdom.
我们今天信主最终的目的是什么？
And what's the main purpose of coming to believing the Lord?
并不是说我们在世上能够过一个比较顺利的生活而已。
The main purpose is not to have a better life in the world.
我们也不是说我们今天在社会上借着耶稣基督的恩典我们可以比别人更成功。
Nor the purpose is to have a better, more successful life than others in the world.
我们的目标其实都是为了将来，当我们这一生结束以后，我们可以被接纳进入他的天国。
The goal is that once our life, this life, pass away, we can be received into the heavenly kingdom.
因为我们都知道，我们人一生就是短暂的，在世上这几十年的光阴而已。
We know life is short.
就是不管你活多久，有一天都会离开。
Regardless how long you live, one day you will pass away.
不管在世上多富有或多贫穷，其实都是暂时的。
Regardless how poor or how rich you are in this world, it's only temporary.
或者是我们在世上经历许多的困难，或者是在当中经历许多的平安，其实我们知道在世上的旅程都是聚集的。
And we know whether you are suffering.Quite a bit, or you live a peaceful life in the world. We know this life is only temporary.
都不会是永远的。
It's not permanent.
所以彼得前书第一章的第九节。彼得前书。
And 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9.
我们看一下彼得前书第一章第九节。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 9, chapter 1 verse 9.
彼得前书第一章第九节说，我们从第八节读啊。
Let's read from verse 8.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因为信他，就有说不出来的，满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
Verse 8, who having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, nigh receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
所以这里特别提到说，我们今天信心的果效，最后就是灵魂的救恩。
So he said, in the end, the fruit of labor is to receive salvation for our souls.
也就是说，我们今天今生结束以后，我们可以真的很有把握的回到神所预备的那天国永远的家。
That means once our life, this life ends, we are confident that we will be able to enter our home in heavenly kingdom.
那因此，我们今天要把这个信心持守到底。
So today we need to hold steadfast our faith.
那信心要持守到底，在今世的生活里面，我们一定要坚持住，不可以跟世界妥协。
And in order to maintain our faith, we must not compromise with the world.
因为当我们妥协之后
，because when we compromise,
我们一定会步上以色列百姓的后尘。
Then we will follow the footsteps of the Israelites.
我们会看到百姓他们所留下的见解对我们来说就是一个提醒。
The examples that Israel left for us is a warning for us.
因为妥协之后，结果必然是失败。
Because after we compromise, the result is failure.
会从神所应许的祝福里面坠落。
We'll fall from the blessings of the Lord.
那最后我们会在这个这样的一个悲惨当中痛苦哀求。
And we'll suffer and plead in the suffering.
但是往往人很难从历史上学到教训。
But man often does not learn from history.
所以一个成功的人通常就是他能够汲取教训之后他不再重犯错误。
So a successful person is often someone that learns from their mistake and does not repeat their mistake.
但是现在世界上真的成功的人少数。
However, there are few that are successful in this world.
失败的人通常都是不断的重复他过去所犯的错误。
And those people who fail often repeat their mistake in the past.
如果真的能够从失败当中站起来的人，他就走向成功。
And for those who can stand and learn from their mistake, they end up being successful.
事实证明，我们人往往都会一直重犯错误了。
But the truth of the matter is that men often repeat their mistake.
因为我们人总是健忘的。
Because we're forgetful.
因为在生活当中，许多的事件，很多的事情发生在我们身上。我们就会忘记过去所经历过的。
Because many things happen in our life, and eventually we forget what happened in the past.
你看，我们人其实记忆力都是很短的。
And if you look at our memory, it's often short.
你现在前几天很热的时候
，If you think about a couple of days ago when it's rather hot,
又潮湿又热，这样子很不舒服。
When it was hot and humid.
但是现在，天气变得比较凉爽，好像。各方面条件又比较好了
，But just today, it's a little cooler.
那你就很难再想象说前几天那么热，那感受到底是怎么一回事
？It is hard for you to imagine, imagine how hot it was back.
所以很热很冷，这个感觉都是当下我们所经历的，我们会有一个反应。
So even hot and cold is a feeling that we experience at the moment.
但是。很难再把它延伸到以后，你都一直记住说，很痛苦。
But this feeling does not extend beyond this moment.
一样的道理，我们今天人经历痛苦之后，我们时间久了之后，我们可能就淡忘了。
And likewise, after we suffer, after a while, we forget our suffering.
一样的，在主里面的，我们今天如果得到一些比较好的环境，我们可能日子过得舒服，我们可能也会忘记说，我们过去那个很喜乐、很满足的日子是怎么一回事哦。
And likewise, after life, a period of good life or easy life, we forget our past.
我们会可能会忘记我们当时候的喜乐满足，我们会慢慢觉得说好像也没有什么。
And we often forget, for example, our satisfaction and joy and peace from back then.
所以人很容易就不断的落入像《诗诗记》里面所记载这个错误的循环里。
So men often fall into the cycle as described in the book of Judges.
这是为什么我们今天接下去的这差不多三个礼拜，我们都在读士师记。
That's why. This is why for the next 3 weeks we'll be reading the book of Judges.
在这一本书里面，我们如果真的得到教训，我们生活上会变得更谨守。
If we truly learn from the book of Judges, we'll live a more conservative life.
我们会更懂得依靠神。
We'll learn to rely on the Lord.
我们会很在意神所说的话。
We'll care about the word of the Lord.
我们会尽我们的力量去坚持主所应许的。
And we will try our best to maintain what the Lord insists.
所以其实士师的意思就是审判官的意思。
So we know judges is someone that may judge others.
在 judge 啊，那个士师记里面有十二位士师。
And there are 12 judges in the book of Judges.
那有六位就是比较显著的，我们知道他的故事讲得很清楚。有六位比较简单的就提到名字，他当士师，可能没有对他没有什么描述。
And there are 6 judges that was described more that has more detailed description in the book of Judges, and 6 were less.
但是其实这个审判官的意思跟我们现在好像把那个法官哦，在法院里面的法官那个概念又不太一样。
And the role of the judges back then is slightly different. The judges we see in court.
其实这里的审判官这个士师更贴切的讲法就是让他们的拯救者。
And the judges in the book of Judges is more like their saviors.
也就是说，是神兴起这个人来拯救百姓脱离他们当时候的困境。
God raises up these judges to save the Israelites from their surroundings.
所以比较像 deliver 的，就是把他们从这个困境里面把他救出来的意思。
So God sent the judges to deliver Israelites from their adversaries.
透过这些神所兴起的、所用的人来传达神的话语。
And through these judges, they pass on the word of the Lord.
然后让众人重新对神得到信心。
So the people may once again regain their faith.
我们会从士师记看到说，当士师活着的时候，当时候那些百姓他们就很听这位士师的带领，这个日子就过得平安。
And when the judges were alive and guiding the people, they live a pretty good life.
那可是等到这个士师死后，他们又忘记了。
However, once the judges pass away, the people forget about.
然后他们又跟着当地人的风俗去做一些违背神的话，违背神的事情，让神生气。
And the people start to follow the trend of the local people and start doing things that's sinful in the eyes of God.
然后神又容让这个外族兴起来压迫他的选民。
And because of that, God allowed other people to oppress the Israelites.
也就是说，神让这些外族、这些比他们在他们周围这些人强盛，好像就用来作为刑罚他们不听话的工具。
So it's almost as if God allowing other people to prosper as to be the tool of punishment for the Israelites.
那借着这个苦难，让百姓醒悟说他们已经离开了神的话语，所以他们受苦了。
So that through these sufferings, the Israelites may realize that they departed from the word of the Lord.
然后他们在这个苦当中呢，就又求神神怜悯我们，帮助我们。
Then they will pray to the Lord for help.
然后神听他们的祈求哀哭，然后又兴起另外一位拯救者来帮助他们脱离困境。
And when God heard their cry for help, God will raise out another judges to deliver them from their situation.
就这样子，在士师记里面，这样的循环一共有七次。
And this was repeated 7 times in the book of Judges.
所以这个就是士师记里面的主要的概论。
And this is the main concept in the book of Judges.
所以我们就看到，就是这个就是神的百姓在这个在犯罪。在受苦，在哀求，然后神拯救了这个循环里面，这样过了差不多300多年。
So the cycle of sin, suffering, and deliverance repeat went on for about 300 years.
在这个整个士师记里面，基本上我们就是看到这样的一个场面不断的重复。
And we see the same cycle repeating after itself in the book of Judges.
那神所兴起的人呢，基本上都是一些普通的百姓。
And those judges that God rose up were just ordinary people.
所以我们看到士师这里面士师记里面所记载的士师，他有不同的背景、不同的能力，甚至不同的性别。
And so from the background of the judges in the, we can see that there are different people, different, different profession or even different genders.
有的是非常, 有能力的勇士, 可以征战的。
Some judges are brave fighters.
那有的只是一般的牧羊人, 赶牛的人。
But some are just ordinary shepherds.
那甚至是有一个是女的, 士师底波拉, 她只是, 就是当时候众人都会听她, 来判断的一个法官。
Or even a female judge, Deborah, she was a judge that she was someone that people would listen to in terms of making judgment.
那神也用她。
And God used her as well.
那甚至有一些人是被社会所遗弃的。 这个社会边缘是妓女的孩子，神也用这个人来做拯救者。
Or God even used someone that was abandoned by the society, was son of a harlot, to be the judges.
所以耶夫他就是，你看他就是一个曾经被遗弃的人，但是神又用了他去做拯救者。耶夫他。
Jephthah, he was someone that was abandoned by the society, but God used him. To deliver the
那有些事实是神特地让他出生了，就像参孙一样。
But so some others God allowed, purposely allowed them to be born, just like Samson.
他们有不同的能力。
They have different strengths.
但是最后我们都会看到，这神所兴起的事实有一个特质。
But we can see all the judges have one characteristic.
我们先看一下第二章。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 2.
士师记第二章的第十八节。
Judges chapter 2 verse 18.
第二章18节,
chapter 2 verse 18.
他说主神为他们兴起士师，就以那士师同在。士师在世的一切日子，神拯救他们脱离仇敌的手。他们因受欺压扰害，就哀声叹气，所以神后悔了。
18. And when the Lord raised up judges for them, the Lord was with the judge and delivered them out of the land, the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For the Lord was moved to pity by their groaning because of those who oppress them and harass them.
这里特别提到说，神为他们兴起士师，然后神就与那个士师同在。
Here it says, once God raised up a judge, God was with the judge.
那神的同在，通常就是神的灵跟这个人同在。
That means God's spirit was with the person.
所以当神的灵同在的时候，这个人就变得非常的有能力，而且很特殊。
And when God's spirit was with him, this person become very powerful.
所以在士师时代这样一个黑暗的世代里面，我们看到神的灵大大的在人的身上做工，然后呈现出神的能力，让人敬畏。
Even at the dark time like this, during the dark time of Judges, God's spirit would work with someone just so that people can see the power of the Lord.
所以你看这个神所用的人，基本上神的灵都会跟他同在。
So you can see that every person that God uses, God's spirit was with the person.
但是这样的神的灵的同在，跟我们现在在主耶稣基督这个恩典时代所领受应许的圣灵不一样。
However, this God's spirit being with the judges is different from Holy Spirit being with us.
因为这个神的灵降在这个人身上，基本上是为了要完成工作。
Because God's Spirit descend down on the judges so they can accomplish certain works.
我们看一下第三章的第十节。
Let's look at chapter 3, verse 10.
士师记三章十节。
Judges chapter 3, verse 10.
他说神的灵降在他身上，他就做了以色列的士师，出去征战。
10. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him and he judged Israel. He went out to war.
这个你看，这个神的灵降在他身上，这个人就被神所用，他就要做拯救者。基本上在那个时代，主要的工作都是出去征战，跟敌人对抗。So
back then, one of the main tasks when the Spirit of the Lord fall on the person, he will do certain tasks for the Lord, and this task is often fighting in battle. Back then,
那这个神的灵降在身上，你看。 像我们读到后面的参孙的时候，就会发现，神就给他用了这个人，有非常巨大的能力，是一般人所没有的。And
most for some cases, for example, Samson, once the spirit of the Lord falls on him, then he become very powerful.
或者是神的灵降在人身上，给人非常特殊的勇气，可以不会害怕敌人的众多，而且会很勇敢的去征战。
Or sometimes once the Spirit of the Lord falls on person, this person became very great, courageous and is not afraid of fighting in battle.
其实这一切我们都看到都是因为有神的灵在做工，所以他们才会有拯救。
And all these abilities, powers came from the Spirit of the Lord.
那四世纪里面这样的一个记录，其实要让我们明白一个很重要的道理。
And the reason the judges record this is so that we can understand one thing.
我们看撒迦利亚书的第四章。
Let's look at Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书第四章。
Zechariah chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6.
撒迦利亚四章六节说，他对我说，这是主指示所罗巴伯的。万军的主说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
Verse 6, he answered and said, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
那这里特别强调说，今天神的工作不是依靠个人的才能，或者是我们有周围有什么样的势力可以来帮助我们，而是完全的要依靠神的灵才有可能。
So here it tells us that for the work of the Lord, it does not depend on the talent of individuals or our environments or the trend of the society.
那这个就是在四世纪里面完全的体现出来。
And this is reflected in the book of Judges.
因为当神的灵降临的时候，我们就会看到许多不可能的事情都可能了。
Because when the Spirit of the Lord descends, we see many impossible things happen.
那是甚至神他所用的方法都跟我们人的逻辑不一样。
Even the method of the Lord defies human logic.
因为神用他的灵去成就的工作，让人不可否认，这是完全出于神的。人不可以想要借着这个事件来得到什么人间的荣耀。
Because God do this be so that men may not claim the glory for themselves.
好，所以我们看到这不同的事实，基本上都是因为神兴起，神的灵同在，所以他们才能够做出拯救的工作。
So we know that judges can save the Israelite people because they are raised by the Lord and the Lord's Spirit of the Lord was with them.
那我们如果读四世纪的时候，我们会看到有一个标准的模式不断的重复，这个就是四世纪在记录的时候的范本。
And we'll see a structure repeating itself in the book of Judges.
我们看四世纪的第二章。
Let's turn to book Judges chapter 2.
四世纪第二章。
Judges chapter 2.
第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
那世代的人都归了自己的列祖，后来有别的世代兴起，不知道主神，也不知道神为以色列人所行的事。
Verse 10. When all that generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them, who did not know the Lord nor the work which he had done for Israel.
那第十一节，以色列人就行神眼中看为恶的事，去侍奉巴利。
11. Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Baals.
第十二节说，离弃的领他们出埃及地的那的主，他们列祖的神，去叩拜别神，就是视为列国的神，惹神发怒。
12. And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt, and they followed other gods among the gods of the people who were all among them, and they bowed down to them, says they provoked the Lord.
第十三节说，并且离弃神，去侍奉巴利和亚斯他录。
13. They forsook the Lord and served Baal and the Asherites.
十四节，神的怒气就向以色列人发作，就把他们交在抢夺他们的人手中，又将他们赋予视为仇敌的手中，甚至他们在仇敌面前再不能站立得住了。
14. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, so he delivered them into the hands of plunderers, who despoiled them, and he sold them into the hands of their enemies all around, so they could no longer stand before their enemies.
15节说，他们无论往何处去，神都以灾祸攻击他们，正如主所说的话，又如神向他们所起的事，他们便极其困苦。
15. Wherever they went out, and the hand of the Lord was against them for calamities, as the Lord has said, and as the Lord has sworn to them, and they were greatly distressed.
你看这一段描述，就在说明耶稣亚之后的那个世代，他们是怎么样忘记神的作为， 之后他们去随从偶像了。
So he described the generation that came after the generation of Joseph that forgot
Joshua
that forgot about the work of the Lord and went to sin and worship idols or gods.
那这里一直在强调他们离弃神去侍奉巴利跟亚斯他录。
Here he mentioned they went to worship Baals.
那结果呢？他说神向他们发怒哦。第十二、十五节说，他们不管往哪里去，神都以灾祸攻击他们。
He said, in verse 12, he says, God was angry with them, and wherever they go, they encounter distresses.
也就是说，不管去哪里做什么事情，他们全部都不顺利了。
So he says, regardless of where they go and what they do, nothing goes well for them.
这跟他们当初在约书亚还在的时候，他们遵循神的话的生活完全不一样。
And this lifestyle is totally different from the life they had when Joshua was still alive.
当时候在征战迦南地的时候，你看那个时代，他们不管去哪里都得胜利，都非常顺利。
During the time of Joshua, when they were fighting in the land of Canaan, wherever they go and fight, they were victorious.
神跟他们同在，所以不管进出打仗，他们都得胜，他们都。非常喜乐。
God was with them, so whether they are coming in or going out or fighting in the battle, everything was victorious.
可是他们现在却极其困苦。
However, during the time of the judges, they encounter nothing but trouble wherever they go.
你看我们刚刚读过的《耶稣雅记》里面啊，他在二十二章、二十三章都提到说，神帮助以色列百姓，他们哦没有一个敌人能够在他们面前站立得住的。
And just in Joshua 22 or 23, he mentioned that there's nothing can stand before them, for God was with them.
神应许他们的话，没有一句话落空的。
And all the promises God made to them was fulfilled.
真的照着神的约，他们只要愿意遵守神的话，出入征战，每一件事情都得胜，都顺利。
According to covenant with God, as long as they obey the word of the Lord.Whether coming or going out or fighting in battle, they were all victorious.
但是另一方面，如果他们离弃了神，他们接下去会受到这个咒诅，不管做什么都不顺利。
On the other hand, if they abandon God, well, then whatever they do, they will suffer.
所以四世纪里面，我们看到神所说的话，他的约真的是实现在人间。
So we, in the book of Judges, we see God's promise.God's promise was fulfilled.
所以我们之前有谈过，摩西在他要离开以前，他跟百姓说：“我现在把祝福跟咒诅摆在你们面前，你们自己做选择。”
Before Moses died, he said to the Israelites that I'll put blessing and curses before you, and you can make the choice.
你们自己选，你是要祝福还是咒诅？
You can choose whether you want blessing or curses.
摩西当时说：“你们一定要选择生命，要选择遵守神的话。”
Moses said, "You must choose life. You must choose to obey the word of the Lord."
耶稣亚要离开以前，他也是跟这样子跟百姓劝勉。
And Joshua said the same thing before he departed the world.
就是说，你们一定要选择听从神。
You must choose to listen to the Lord.
你耶稣亚说：“我跟我的家，我们要选择侍奉神，要听从神的话。”
Joshua said, "Me and my household will follow obey the Lord."
那至于你们就自己做选择。
As for you, you can make your own choice.
那当时候百姓说，我们一定会听神的话，我们一定会侍奉他。
So the people back then say, "We will surely serve the Lord."
那是他们当时候是何等的坚定，说我们要听从神的话。
And they were all very fervent.
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately,
我们看到当时候耶稣亚已经预先看到，摩西也是看到一样的结果。百姓会离弃神。
Unfortunately, both Moses and Joshua saw that the people would abandon God.
因为在耶稣雅记二十四章里面耶稣雅跟百姓说。
Because in Joshua 24, Joshua said to the people.
二十四章的第十九节说。
24 verse 19.
他说：“你们不能够侍奉主神，因为他是圣洁的神，是祭邪的神，他不会赦免你们的过犯跟罪恶。”
19. But Joshua said to the people, "You cannot serve the Lord, for He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgression nor your sins."
二十节说：“你们若离弃主，去侍奉外邦神，主在降福之后，必转而降祸给你们，把你们灭绝。”
20. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then He will turn and do you harms and consume you after He has done you good.
当时候，其实耶稣啊已经看到后面会有什么演变了。
Joshua at the time already saw what's going to happen.
百姓他们妥协，他们妥协的重点一定是离弃了神所坚持的圣洁。
And the people compromise, and they compromise on the holiness that was bestowed to them.
这里特别强调神是圣洁的神。
And here Joshua emphasized God is a holy God.
圣洁的神一定是在我们的心里面啊，我们愿意敬拜这位神，我们会坚持住神他所讲的话。
And we must believe this God in our heart and keep His words.
不会跟这个世界啊被这个世界污染的。
And we will not be tempted by the world.
那他说神是忌邪的神，神是会嫉妒的。
And he said, here it says, God is a jealous God.
表示神他一定要我们专心的倚靠他，全心爱他而已。
That means God wants us to focus and rely on Him.
当我们的心偏向这个世界，会想要去倚靠这个物质或者是任何的偶像，包括我们自己这个都会惹动神的嫉妒。
And when our heart starts to leaning towards the world, trying to rely on the world idols or even on ourselves.God will get jealous.
那这样的情况底下，我们就没有办法侍奉神了。
And when this happens, we cannot serve the Lord.
因为我们一定会接下去会犯错，我们一定会在我们的生活里面让神不高兴了。
Because what happened after is that we will make a mistake in our life and we will unable to serve.
哦，所以他这里特别强调说，最后会走上离弃神的道路。
Here he says, eventually people walk on the path of abandoning the Lord.
耶稣亚他已经看到，他也讲了。
And Joshua already saw this. That's why he said.
可是当时候以色列百姓说，不然我们一定要侍奉神，我们不会这样做的。
However, in 21, the people say, to Joshua, no, but we will serve the Lord.
你看他们当时候信誓旦旦的跟耶稣亚保证不会。
And you can see the generation at the time promised Joshua that they will serve the Lord.
然后耶稣亚说很好啊，那我们来这样就立一个石头来做证据。
And Joshua said that's a good thing, and so let's build a put some as a
好
build a rock as witnesses.
Right, 就是把它立起来，把一个大石头把它立起来而已。
So they raise up a huge rock to serve as witnesses.
然后他把那个神的话啊都读给他们听。
And he read the word of the Lord to the people.
然后他说：“这个就是做石头的见证，见证你们现在跟神立这个约，你们说你们会侍奉神。”
And he said, "Let this be the witnesses that you will serve the Lord."
但是如果以后你们背弃神的话，那这个石头就是这个见证呢。
And if you abandon your words, then this rock will be our witnesses.
这个耶稣亚还没有死以前，百姓是这样子保证他的。
And so before Joshua passed away.The people Israelites promises him.
可是刚才我们读第二章的时候，出埃及第二章。
But when we read in Judges chapter 2 just now.
等到那个世代过去了。
After that generation passed away.
这里的后来的世代，他们就不知道这个神过去所做的事情。
It says the next generation after that did not know the work of the Lord.
然后之后他们就去侍奉这些偶像巴利。
Then they went and worshipped the idol Baal.
那就是行神眼中看为恶的事了。
And they did things that's sinful in the eyes of the Lord.
然后神就向他们发怒。
And God's anger fell upon them.
我们现在看这样整段的历史哈。
So when after we look at the history,
我们会看到一个很大的变化，就是为什么这个世代人是这么样的有信心？他们说我们一定不会离弃神的。可是没有几个世代以后。他们却完全走样了。
We see a drastic changes between two generations, where one generation was fervent in serving the Lord, but the one after abandoned the Lord.
这当中到底是怎么发生？为什么会这样子
？So what happened between these two generations?
所以从耶稣亚记到四世纪里面，我们看到了一个非常大的落差，就是以色列的后来的世代不知道神的作为，也不认识这位神。
And we see a big gap between the two generations recorded in the book of Joshua and Judges is that the generation in the book of Judges does not know the work of the Lord.
为什么会这样子？
And why is that so?
我们会觉得很奇怪啊。
We may ponder on this.
因为他们这个都是一起生活，他们这个一个世代一个世代，照理说他们应该是很容易把这个信仰传下去才对啊。
Because the two generations they live together, so.It should have been easy to pass on the faith to from one to another.
可是我们当我们读四世纪第一章的时候
But when we read Judges chapter 1,
我们就知道他们的问题出在哪里了。
We'll immediately realize what the problem was.
他们真正的问题就在第一章里面所记载的不断重复出现的一句话。
Their problem is recorded in one verse in the Judges chapter 1.
就是以色列百姓没有照神所吩咐的把当地的迦南人全然赶出。
And what they did not do, the problem is they did not obey the word of the Lord and chase out all the people in the land of Canaan.
他们没有赶出当地的居民。
They did not chase out the people, local people that lived there.
当这些土地被分配出去以后。
So after the land was divided,
其实每一个支派，他们本来应该照着神的吩咐，照着耶稣亚的指示，要把他们当地的居民全然灭绝，把他们赶出去。
After the land was divided, all the tribes should have done according to the word of the Lord delivered by Joshua and chase out all the people, all the local people.
可是后来从地上看到，他们没有这样做。
However, from chapter 1, you can see that they did not do that.
从第一个去打的犹大支派，到最后所有的支派，每一个支派都做同样一件事情。
From the first tribe to the last tribe, none of the tribe followed the word of the Lord.
我们看第一章的第十九节。
Let's look at chapter 1, verse 19.
这里讲犹大支派的。
He mentioned the tribe of Judah.
神与犹大同在，犹大就赶出山地的居民，只是不能赶出平原的居民，因为他们有铁车。
19. So the Lord was with Judah, and they drove out the mountaineers, but they could not drive out the inhabitants of the lowland because they had chariots of iron.
其实你看，神跟犹大同在。犹大一开始在第一章前面，哇，他们去打仗，他们都得胜了。
So God was with Judah, so whatever they fight, they were victorious.
就算那个亚纳族那个巨人族啊，你看加勒。有的同学他们都得胜，他们都把他们赶出去了。
Even against tribe of giants, they were all victorious.
那其实是有神同在，就算他们有铁车，他们依靠神也一定得胜。
So if the Lord was with them, even if they had iron chariots, they would have won.
可是他们现在不要，他们不想这样做。
But here it said here they because they didn't want to do it.
他说只是不能赶出，不是他们真的没有能力。不是神的膀臂缩短，是因为他们不愿意照神的话去做。
He said they could not drive out the inhabitants, not because God's power fell short, but rather because they didn't want to do it.
好了，那现在在平原的迦南人啊，就留下来了。
So these inhabitants of the lowland remained behind.
好，我们看第二十一节。
Let's look at verse 21.
接下去看便雅悯人没有赶出住在耶路撒冷的耶布斯人。耶布斯人能在耶路撒冷与便雅悯同住，直到今日。
He says, but the children of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites who inhabited Jerusalem, so the Jebusites dwell with the children of Benjamin in Jerusalem to this day.
耶路撒冷其实如果是按照他们位置的划分，是在以法在便雅悯支派跟犹大支派的边界上。耶路撒冷城。
According to the text that.Jerusalem is between the tribe of Benjamin and Judah.
那所以这里特别提说，便雅悯人没有把在耶路撒冷耶布斯人赶出去哦。
And he says Benjamin did the tribe of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites.
那也就是因为这一节，我们才知道说，士师记的写作的时间一定是在大卫做王之前完成的。
And because of this verse, we know that the recording of the book of the Judges is before David was crowned king.
好，因为当大卫做王之后，他就把耶布斯人从耶路撒冷那个大卫城把他赶出去了。
Because after David became king, he chased out the Jebusites from Jerusalem.
那是在撒母耳记下的第五章。
And that's recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 5.
撒母耳记下第五章。
Second Samuel chapter 5.
他就记录了大卫攻取锡安的宝藏，就是把耶布斯人把他赶出去的那段历史。
And he record the history that part of the history where David chased out the Jebusites.
好，所以我们从这里就看出士师记的写作的时间，至少作者他应该是出现在大卫做王之前的那一个时代，扫罗之后，大卫之前。
So from this verse we can see. The author of Judges wrote the book between after Prophet Samuel and before King David.
那我们看到便雅悯他们就是让耶布斯人继续住在耶路撒冷城啊。
So the tribe of Benjamin allowed the Jebusites to live remain in Jerusalem.
好，我们现在看回来四世纪第一章一样。
Let's go back to Judges chapter 1.
你看啊，这个第二十七节。
Let's look at verse 27.
马拿西也没有赶出在伯善跟属伯善乡村的居民。
Manasseh did not drive out the inhabitants of Bashan and its village.
二十七节最后说，迦南人执意要住在那地方。
And at the end of verse 27, it says the Canaanites were determined to dwell in that land.
二十八节，他说等到以色列民强盛了呢，就使迦南人做苦工，没有把他们全然赶出。
28, and it came to pass when Israel was strong that they put the Canaanites under tribute, and but did not completely drive them out.
二十九节，以法莲也没有赶出住在基色的迦南人能住在基色，在以法莲中间。
29, nor did Ephraim drive out the Canaanites who dwell in Gezer, so the Canaanites dwell in Gezer among them.
三十节，西布伦也没有赶出基伦的居民，把他们当作苦苦的人。
30, nor did Zebulun drive out the inhabitants of Kitron or the inhabitants of Nahalol.
31节，亚瑟也没有赶出他们当地的居民。
31, nor did Asher drive out the inhabitants of Akko.
第32节说，亚瑟因为没有赶出那地的家人，就住在他们中间。
32, so the Asherites dwell among the Canaanites.
好，第33节，拿弗他利也没有赶出伯士麦根和亚纳的居民。
33, nor did Naphtali drive out the inhabitants of Shemesh.
然后他们把这些伯士麦的人也是当作苦苦的人了，把他们当作廉价劳工了。
And they also put them under tribute to them.
所以这个就是这个第一章里面一直重复的这个话语。
And this was repeated throughout chapter 1 of Judges.
他们妥协，就是妥协在他们认为说，这些人住在我们当中也不错啊，他们还可以得到一些好处呢。
The compromise they made in chapter 1 was that they saw it is good for these people to dwell among them.
到底为什么，是什么理由要把这些人全部把它除掉？
And they started questioning why they need to drive these people out.
他们现在已经是变成优势的族群，他们现在可以控制这些当地的迦南人。
The Israelites feel like they have become the dominant people in among the land, and they can control these people.
他们认为说这些人留下来没有关系。
The Israelites thought it is okay for the other inhabitants to remain.
他们可以得到好处。
And through keeping the other people in the land, they receive benefits.
他们advantage， 他们得到的好处是什么
？And what the advantage they receive？
他们你看，他们现在有一些当地人免费的劳工，他们可以用啊。
And because by not chasing the people out, they now have free laborers.
这里在四世纪一直在重复，他们当时拜的神就是巴利跟亚斯他录。
And Judges emphasized the Canaanites worship were Baal and Asherah.
这些偶像他们在干什么的
？And what were the idols doing？
为什么当初这些迦南人、这以色列百姓，他们最后会从敬拜独一真神到去拜这些偶像呢？
How did the Israelites go from worshiping one true God to the idols？
大家想想看。
Let's think about
this. 以色列百姓他们在旷野时代，他们是一起生活，他们是住帐篷的，从一站搬到一站去啊。
During the time of the wilderness, the Israelites lived in the tents and they moved from place to places.
他们基本上从祖先那个时代都是这个放牧的游牧民族，他们就是养羊的。
And since the time of their ancestors, they were shepherds.
好，现在等到旷野这四十年，他们根本不用做什么，每天就捡玛拿就可以吃的。
And during the time in the wilderness, they didn't have to do anything but picking up the manna and to eat.
但是进了迦南地之后呢
？But after they entered the land of Canaan,
他们现在需要去耕种土地了。
Now they need to labor in the field.
那耕种土地跟要牧放羊群是不一样的生活。
And laboring in the field is different from shepherding.
耕种土地其实最重要就是要有经验，要知道当地的气候。你看，要知道人家过去是怎么做的， 所以他们需要有人指导他们怎么种。
In order to work in the field to grow crops, you need experience, you need to understand the weather, so it becomes crucial to have people that know, know the land to help them.
也就是说，其实要耕种土地，他们很大一部分，如果他们不懂得依靠神，他们一定会去依赖人，
so,
依赖当地的人。
So that means, for them to work, work on the land, if they do not rely on the Lord, they will surely rely on the local people.
那要种地要很多的劳工，要有人劳力来付出，耕种土地才有收获。
And it requires a great manpower to work in the field.
你看今天为什么有时候有一些非法移民到美国境内，其实有时候很多人都睁一只眼闭一只眼。
And let's look at the situation we have nowadays where illegal immigrant, illegal aliens come into this country, and a lot of people close one of their eyes and does not.
就是知道说就好了，不要再讲太多了。
And people often does not discuss deeper into this.
因为这些人来就是变成廉价劳工啊。
Because when these people come here, they become cheap laborers.
今天苹果，你如果没有用人去把它摘下来啊，你那个苹果等下就坏掉了啦。
For example, if you do not have someone to pick the apple from the tree, then this apple will rot on the tree.
几年前，加州有一次很冷的时候，三月天。是那个柑橘在丰收的时候，突然间下霜下雪。
A couple years ago, back around the time of March, the weather in California took a turn and it started snowing, which was during the harvest time for the tangerines.
树上的柑橘哈，没有人去采。
And there was no one to pick the tangerines from the tree.
所以哈，那个柑橘全部坏掉，被冻伤了。
So all the tangerines were frozen.
结果这个柑橘就大涨，因为产量少了。
So the price of the tangerine went up tremendously.
那就是因为没有人去把它摘下来，就是需要紧急要摘的时候没人力。
And that was all because when they needed to pick the tangerine from the tree, there was no one there to do it.
所以其实，在耕种土地的人，他们很仰赖这些人力来做事。
So those who work in the field rely on manpower.
那今天以色列百姓他们要去种地。
And today, when the Israelites try to go out,
他们要知道什么时候要下种，什么时候要做什么事情，他们需要当地人给他指导。
They need the local people to teach them when they need to sow the seed, when they need to water it.
这些人又可以当免费劳工。
And these local people can also be the free labor.
你看，与其把他们杀掉，还不如留下来呢。
So isn't it better to keep them rather than kill them?
然后，他们又可以告诉他们说，什么时候要做什么事，他们可以得到一些帮助。
And they can also tell them what they need to do at certain times.
然后最后，我们就看到，其实以色列百姓，他们不但这样子，你看最后他们就是去拜他们的神了，偶像了。
And we see the ultimate result of this is the Israelites went to worship their
gods. 因为巴利亚斯他路，这是当地家人的偶像，他们认为这个偶像就是掌管天气、土地、出产、生殖。
Because the gods of the Canaanites are the gods that they worship, the gods of the Canaanites are the one that they believe in that's in control of the weather, the land.
所以这个巴利他们就认为说是掌管土地的，让他们可以丰收的那个神。
So the Canaanites think that Baal is a god that controls the land and allows them to have great harvest.
到最后，以色列百姓去拜偶像巴利了。
And in the end, the Israelites went to worship Baal.
那为什么会演变到这个结果？
And how did they come to this?
其实这个人住在他们当中，最后就是以色列百姓的儿女去跟这些家人通婚结婚。
And how it came about is that When the Canaanites dwelt with the Israelites, their children started to have intermarriage with one another.
这件事当时候耶稣啊特别跟他们提醒。
And that was something that Joshua reminded them.
他说你们一定要分外谨慎。
You need to be cautious.
我们如果看耶稣啊记二十三章。
Let's turn to Joshua 23.
二十三章。
Joshua 23.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
二十三章十一节，你们要分外谨慎，爱主你们的神。十二节，你们若稍微转去，与你们中间所剩下的这些国民联络，彼此结亲，互相往来。
Twelve, eleven. Therefore, take careful heed to yourself that you love the Lord your God. 12, or else, if indeed you go back and cling to the remnants of these nations, these that remain among you, and make marriage with them.
13节，你们要确实知道，主你们的神必不再将他们从你们眼前赶出，他们却要成为你们的网罗、基箭、肋上的鞭、眼中的刺，直到你们在主你们神的所赐的这美地上灭亡。
13. Know for certain that the Lord your God will no longer drive out these nations from before you, but they shall be snares and traps to you, and squanders on your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from this good land which the Lord your God has given you.
这里特别说，稍微转去，在婚姻上妥协，结果就是这样子。
Here Joshua said that if you compromise through marriages, then this is your result.
他说神就不会把这些家人把从你们眼中赶出去了。
It says God, then God will no longer drive these people out before you.
因为当有婚姻关系之后，这些人都变成亲戚了，怎么可以赶出去啊？
Because after they marry with one another, then they become relatives. How can you drive out your relatives?
但这些人最后就成为他们的网罗，因为这些人最后引导这些子弟去拜偶像去了。
And they become their snares and traps because they will lead them to worship Baals.
所以他们妥协，其实妥协在两个层面。
So they compromise on two levels.
他们想要得到这些迦南人的好处。
They want to receive advantage and benefits from the Canaanites.
他们想说可以借这些人知道怎么样耕种，而且得到劳力，他们可以从土里得到出产。
They saw through the knowledge and labors of the Canaanites, they can receive great harvest.
他们把神所讲的话把它打折了。
They compromise on the word of the Lord.
神说这些人要全然灭绝，要赶出。
God said you need to chase them out. You need to remove.
但是人自作聪明。
But men think they are smarter.
现在人把应该要完全倚靠神的这个心，把它分一些出去，能够靠这些当地人了。
Their heart was divided that they want to rely on the local people.
渐渐的，你看接下去他们在婚姻上妥协。
And later on, they compromise on their marriage.
最后，当这些人在以色列百姓当中居住，跟他们互相往来的过程当中，接下去婚姻是免不了的。
And when the Canaanites dwell among the Israelites, marriage between the two group of people is unavoidable.
有这个婚姻之后，接下去呢？
And after marriage, what happened after?
他们就转离的这个独一真神的信仰，而去敬拜偶像了。
After the marriage, they slowly depart away from their one true God and start to worship idols.
这就是摩西在之前在生命记第七章跟后面的他的信息里面一再重复出强调的重点。
And this is the same thing that Moses repeated in Deuteronomy chapter 7.
那耶稣雅一直讲。
And Joshua had stressed on this over and over.
但最后百姓他们没有去注意，他们就是这样妥协。
However, the people did not heed their warnings and compromise.
其实只是稍微转气，就是他们一个观念转变而已。
It was a change of idea.
最后就是导致失败，就是这个结局。
However, this change of concept led to failure.
所以今天我们一定要非常的坚强。
So today we need to remain steadfast.
坚强于遵守神所吩咐的。
We need to hold steadfast the word given to us by the Lord.
看耶稣雅记二十三章第六节。
Let's look at Joshua 23 verse 6.
二十三章第六节。
Joshua 23 verse 6.
所以你们要大大壮胆，谨守遵行写在摩西律法书上的一切话，不可偏离左右。
Verse 6. Therefore, be very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, lest you turn aside.From it to the right hand or to the left.
第七节说，不可与你们中间所剩下的这些国民掺杂，他们的神你们不可提他的名，不可指着他起誓，不可侍奉跪叩拜。
Verse 7, and lest you go among these nations, those who remain among you, you shall not make mention of the names of their gods, nor cause anyone to swear by them. You shall not serve them or bow down to them.
第八节说，只要照着你们到今日所行的，专靠主你们的神。
8.But you shall hold fast to the Lord your God as you had done to this day.
这里特别提到说，我们要大大的坚强，我们要很刚强。
Here it says we need to be courageous.
刚强什么？要刚强，愿意去谨守遵行神所说的一切话。
Courageous about what? Courageous about keeping the word of the Lord and do them.
要能够不妥协，要能够不想从这个世界里面得好处，一定要坚守住神的话语。
We must not compromise. We must shy away from receiving benefits from this world.
今天很多时候我们实际上想要从这个世界得好处的。
A lot of times we want to receive advantage or benefit from the world.
最后我们会跟这个世界没有分别。
And ultimately we cannot discern.
所以我们来看诗篇的第十六篇。
Let's turn to the Song of Songs.
诗篇。诗篇十六篇。
Song, yes.
诗篇十六篇。
Song
第一节。
Song 16.
诗篇十六篇第一节。
Song 16, verse 1.
神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。
Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust.
第二节，我的心啊，你曾对主说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
Two, O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord, my goodness is nothing apart from you.
第三节，论到世上的圣民，他们又美又善，是我最喜爱的。
Verse three, as for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones.In who is all my delight?
第四节说，以别神代替主的，他们的愁苦必加增；他们所交奠的血，我不献上；我的嘴唇也不提别神的名号。
For their sorrows shall be multiplied, who hasten after another god. Their drinks offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips.
第五节说，主是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的，你为我持守。
Verse 5, O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot.
第六节，用绳量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。
6, the lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance.
愿我们都能够这样的坚持，我的好处不在神以外。
May we all have this, persistence that our goodness remains.
我们不会跟这个世界妥协。
Let's not compromise with the world.
我们会坚持住神所说的话语。
Let's hold steadfast the word of the Lord.
我们会保持圣洁，把我们自己从这个污秽的世界中分别出来。
Let's sanctify ourselves and separate ourselves from this world.
那个时候，我们就一定能够得到神所应许的。
And when that happens, we will surely receive.What God promises us.
神绝对会照他所说的来完成在我们身上。
God will do according to what He promised.
我们最后来看哥林多后书第六章。
And lastly, let's look at 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁的物，我就收纳你们。我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女，这是全能的主说的。
Verse 17.Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. 18. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty.
愿我们都能够坚持神的话语应许不会妥协，就不致失败。
May we all can hold on to the word of the Lord and will be victorious and not fail.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
372首。
372.